Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Born to Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Marcia Witeka. Conversations plus connections equals community. Those are my three C's. The heart of my show is, what's your story? It's my belief we all have stories. Some are similar, others are uniquely different. Storytelling brings the passions of my guests to life through our conversations. So be prepared to be entertained, informed, and inspired. Welcome to today's show. Hello, everybody, and happy Monday to you wherever you may be. And if the weather is crazy, I'm sorry. I don't want to say how beautiful and sunny it is here in Los Angeles. But anyway, my guest today is Mandy McAllister. She is the CEO of GoBundance Women. Welcome to the show, Mandy.
Oh, hi, Marcia. I'm so excited to be joining you. Thank you for having me.
The excitement is on both sides, and you do live in the Windy City, so I thought you could just tell us a little bit about yourself. How's the weather today?
Oh, goodness. Thanks for rubbing it in right off the bat, Marcia. It's a little warmer than it has been, so
good.
We're doing okay, and we really earn our summers in Chicago. But
yes.
I grew up in downstate Illinois on a farm. So if you ever need to bale hay, I could help you with that. And then I played volleyball I followed a volleyball scholarship to a little school in Georgia, spent 4 years down there, and then moved to Chicago the day after I finished undergrad, did a master's in economics, spent a little time on the floor of the Board of Trade, and then got into medical device sales.
Nice,
after
nice.
16 years of that or so, I ended up investing in real estate, and here we are now. I have the opportunity to lead a mastermind.
I think that's so terrific. And I must just say, my husband was from Detroit. I have spent time in Chicago. I have spent time in that part of the country. I love going there. I mean, granted, we are very spoiled living here in Los Angeles. I mean, we might have that ground-shaking experience at some point. But, you know, we are very fortunate with our weather. So, I was just going to say, so you understand that as well, I'm sure.
I do, 100%.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to just spell your name for people as we're speaking, although this will all be on my blog when the podcast is over, your spelling, your websites. But if somebody is listening live, and a lot of people do, and it's like, well, how does she spell her name? So I'm going to spell Mandy's name for you. So Mandy... Oh, man, I started hearing a song just then. Never mind. Mandy is spelled... Oh, Mandy. Oh, gosh.
I've never heard...
Exactly. Like, I've never heard Marcia, right? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Right? Okay, so Mandy without the song. So the way Mandy is spelled, just the way you would expect, M-A-N-D-Y. I'm going to spell Mandy's last name for you, though. It's M-C, capital A. L-L-I-S-T-E-R, McAllister. And Mandy actually has two websites, and I'll tell you about the second one in a moment. But this one, you can find her website by just going to the W's and typing in MandyMcAllister.com. So let's talk about this organization called GoBundance Women. Tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. GoBundance Women, we are a mastermind for healthy, successful, generous women who choose to lead epic lives. I very much, in my journey of trying to buy apartment buildings, I was the only girl in the room in most occurrences. And a chance to be shoulder to shoulder with women who were thriving and doing big things and, you know, trying to and succeeding in having great families, great businesses, great fulfillment, great health, those are the things that really caused me to become a member first, because I was a member before I had an opportunity to serve as CEO.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. And I must tell you, your websites are fabulous. I know one of them is making some changes to it, but I just still have to say it's really wonderful. So what was the inspiration behind this to get this started in the first place?
So actually, GoBundance existed as a men's organization since the 90s, And they looked up and realized that they weren't serving women. And, you know, when they did, we had this opportunity to make these pillars, these ideas of what a great life is, our own. Because I am a firm believer, Marcia, that most people spend more time planning Thanksgiving dinner than they do planning their lives. And a group who gets together to talk about where they want to go, really be representative of their future rather than just representative of their past, those are the people that I love to be around.
I understand that. And that's not to say that we don't get energy and information from the men in our lives, but there is something very specific and, I don't know, just a great feeling to be in the company of other women. It's funny how women come into different organizations. I happen to be a Rotarian. And when Rotary first started, there were no women in Rotary. It's interesting how different organizations develop. So how did you personally get started in your industry? Give us that background.
So for the mastermind, I joined as a member because I've always had my act together face on. You know what I'm talking about? Like I would show up with my kids and I would have to have my act together face on. I would show up as the leader with my investments and I would have to have my act together face on. And when I learned there was a group of people who were chasing a better life, and yes, it was about the financial freedom. That matters, but it's about so much more than that. It just, it was earth-shattering to me when I realized that I could have an opportunity to be shoulder to shoulder with people trying to have fully fulfilling lives. So in about 2000, right, as the pandemic was happening, I joined this organization. I know, it's so funny. So we launched really the women's division roughly as the pandemic was starting. The first event was supposed to be in March of 2020. So I'll let you take a guess as to what happened there, right? We pivoted and went online, but, you know, it's women showing up for women who are operating at really high levels. And a chance to not have to apologize for our success is something that it's not common when you're chasing, you know, big stuff and you're not in company of other people doing the same thing.
That's true. And, you know, it's interesting when you mention the pandemic. Just in my own experience, I'm approaching. I've been doing this for 9 years now, and it's really interesting. Words, pivot being one of them, but also the technology. You know, Zoom used to be a camera lens. You know, and what we're doing now, and the ability to do the technology, it really opens up the canvas, so to speak, because you're in Chicago, I'm in Los Angeles, you know, and yet here we are having this conversation. And I think that there's a lot to be said for that when you realize that the technology isn't really an enemy. It is really a force, and it allows us to do so much. And I'm really grateful for that. And so I know you said this started in 2000. Do you still have a connection to the men's division, or is there sort of a separation there now?
You know, we absolutely have a relationship with the men's side. But when it comes to the business conversation, we break out into groups of people who are experts in whatever type of investing they do or whatever special interest they might have. And if it's talking about apartment buying, then, you know, men and women are both at the table for that, right? But if you want to talk about, let's say, approaching menopause, probably not interested if you're a man, you know?
Right.
So some conversations do tend to just be just women or just men. But when it comes to the business stuff, we do a significant amount of overlap.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's really great to know that. So this started back in 2000, the women's division. Is that when you entered in at that point?
I entered as a member at that point. It was originally run by the men who started the men's division. And roughly a year ago, some of us went to those guys and said, gosh, this would be so much more beautiful if this part of GoBundance could be for women by women. just the couple of tweaks that would make it significantly more fulfilling. And now we're able to do them, and it's a real honor to get to be the one to usher those things through.
And so when did the women's division start? Just like a year ago?
Well, the women's division began in 2020, but was operated by the previous men's division. The women's division has been for women by women. So basically, I have been in my role for a year.
Oh, okay. So basically, that just started a year ago for just the women's division in 22.
The division started in 2020. My leadership started in 2022.
Your leadership. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, so your leadership. Had there been a woman CEO prior to you?
There had not.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That didn't come with a lot of effort. That came with a tremendous amount of effort and support. And you know, we don't work in a bubble. We work with others, and I mean that's how you can make yourself so successful. So in this past year, how have you grown your business? Let me rephrase that. How have you personally grown in your business?
I like that emphasis a lot.
I would like to hear that.
The business has absolutely grown because we authentically lead by example, because the focus on what a better life looks like just attracts other women who want to have an opportunity to let their guard down, because to not have to apologize for chasing greatness and wanting to be a great mom and wanting to build a great business and wanting to be really healthy, it doesn't exist in a lot of places, and we tend to attract those women. I personally am growing in tremendous ways too. I've led teams before from my medical device days, but the opportunity to learn to delegate in the way that I'm learning to delegate now, because I don't just lead GoBundance. I lead, you know, my investments, I lead other teams, and I can't, like you said, be the one doing all of the things. I rely really heavily on really smart people who are better at the things that they're doing than I could ever dream of being. So finding that talent and learning how to set up standard operating procedures for things that happen all the time is a huge place of growth over the last year for me.
I bet. You know what comes to my mind? Because we've never met. You're more than you're too far to have dinner tonight. But with me.
Yeah.
But what came into my mind as you were just speaking just now is a TED Talk. Have you ever done that before?
A TED Talk?
Mm-hmm.
I have not. It's on my bucket list. I'll tell you what, Marcia. It's a thing I intend to do.
That's I really like hearing you say that, because I think that would be exceptional. I have a contact for you when that becomes necessary, when you decide to do that. So I know somebody that is a woman that lives here.
Let's underline this.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm going to underline to anyone listening that the things you say that you make clear to the universe, like saying out loud, I would love to do a TED Talk, is not a thing I had to say. But because I said it out loud, I now have a contact of someone that could help me make that happen. So if you are toying with an idea of a thing that you maybe possibly want to do, give it life by speaking life into it. That was really cool. Thank you, Marcia.
Well, you're welcome. Well, you know, listen, I was born to talk. That isn't a mistake. That is just, you know, I was the one that was always in trouble in school, my friend, you know, because I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And I'd always say to my parents, it's not me, it was the guy behind me. It's like, oh, all right. So, you know, I've never met a stranger, Mandy. So consequently, these kinds of opportunities happen all the time. And I do know a woman that lives here in Marina Del Rey. That's what she does. She counsels people on how to prepare a TED Talk. And you know, you don't know these things without a conversation. And that's why, I told you, and I tell everybody that joins me, these are not interviews. You know, if we were sitting at Starbucks, this is the kind of conversation we'd be having. I'd probably be interrupting you regularly because I do that, and I apologize, but it's just how I operate because I get so excited, and then I want clarity, and I want explanation. It's like, oh, if you would just be quiet long enough, she'd probably explain this to you. So, but it's true. I know me. But I want to tell our listeners about your other website, which is what I'm personally looking at right now. And that is GoBundance. And in case you don't know, I like how the word abundance is spelled because the word dance is there. It's not D-E-N, it's D-A-N. So Go, B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E, women, that's W-O-M-E-N.com. So GoBundanceWomen.com. When you go to that page, you will see what we're going to be talking about now, because it's remarkable what you're doing. You have these six pillars. I definitely want to talk about those. Maybe before we even get over to the six pillars, because, I mean, first of all, I love the photos on this. The actual background of, I feel like, where was that taken with those stones? I feel like I've seen it. Is that in Arizona?
That's Sedona. Yes, it is.
Sedona. That's what I thought.
Yep. We did a retreat, one of our epic adventures with our large group in Sedona, and we went on a hike together. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. My son lives in Tucson. I thought, I've seen this. I've been there. Okay. So, well, we're going to talk about membership, and we're going to talk about these six pillars that are so significant. So would you like to talk about the pillars first? Because that's fine with me. All right. Well, let's start with the first one. And the very first one I'm going to tell our listeners is age-defying health. So tell us more about that.
Sure. So there's a wise man once said that someone who is healthy has 1,000 wishes, but someone who is not healthy only has one wish, right?
Oh.
So, and especially as a woman, and I get the opportunity to coach youth volleyball. I still play, and my bonus daughter, who's 13, she's picked up volleyball too, so that's been a really incredible life thing. But I love especially women looking at their bodies as the vessel that brings them into the world beyond just being hot, you know, like preparing your body to live to 100 is something that matters significantly to me. So we have a group of people who meet on a regular basis to discuss longevity, because health matters, but really aging in a way that is healthy and gives me full ability cognitively to come into the world and observe and impact matters so greatly.
Yes, I would agree. I would absolutely agree with that. I know myself right now. I'm actually working with a dietitian personally because of my eating patterns and the need to improve them. So age-defying health is certainly part of that, and I recognize that personally. Let's talk about the next one, which is the authentic relationships.
I think at the core of who we are as GoBundance Women, and the way I look at my entire role, is connection is key. You know, there's data suggests that if someone suffers from isolation, they are like twice as likely to die. Why are we unwilling to accept the other side of that coin? That to live a completely fulfilling life where you have better longevity, connection is required. And the way I look at my job is, how do I create as much connection for women as possible to make it as easy as possible to connect with the right people when they need to connect?
Right. And it's on multiple levels, would you not agree? I mean, conversations plus connections equals community. That's my tagline.
Oh, I mean, love that.
I mean, it's that represents, honestly, Mandy, that represents who I am. Conversations plus connections equals community. And the community, and I tell people, that community doesn't mean, oh, we live a half a mile from one another. That community can be anywhere. And when we realize that we can do that, you have to make the effort. It's not going to just hit you in the head. But to me, that is also part of having a very authentic relationship, because we have to keep it real. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. To be fully known is to be fully loved. You know, like I think that that's kind of the what life is, right? Like, how deeply can I know myself, and then how brave can I be to show that true person? That
right.
is what I seek in my life.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Let's talk about, because we have lots we can talk about. We have, you know, quite a bit of time here to do this, and so let's take advantage of that opportunity. When we talk about financial freedom, which is pillar number 3, give us your take on that.
Yeah, I think this is something that clickbait and gurus, and it's such a nebulous, weird concept. Financial freedom, what does that mean, right? I think that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And, you know, one thing, when I first started, what it means to me is, do I get to do with my days what I want to do with my days? It has more to do with time than dollars or shoes, you know? So when I first started becoming interested in controlling what I do with my time and having real choice there, I found buying real estate, and I realized at some point more money will come in than I will earn in my day job. So what it means to me, and one of the numbers that we track within GoBundance is what percentage are you? Let me explain what that is. The numerator is how much passive income do you have coming in? How much money do you have coming in that you did not exchange your time for? And the denominator is how much does it cost you to live your life? So at some point, that numerator will become larger than the denominator. And when you are what we call a 100%er, you are able to live your lifestyle, pay for your life with the passive income you have coming in. I think that is the greatest measure of financial freedom I've ever come across.
That's very true. Is there, I'm just curious, based on who you serve, is there an age range of the typical member of GoBundance Women?
Yeah, I'm going to answer this two ways, Marcia.
Sure.
We have members from 19 years old to 65 years old.
Wonderful.
The common denominator is women interested in growth always. If you want to grow, the way that we basically vet people is, yes, there's kind of a level of financial success that we ask you to have to join the group. We call ourselves the Tribe of Millionaires. But beyond that, if you are committed to growth, then that is who we serve best. That being said, the majority of our members are roughly 35 to 50.
And I guess because, you know, my husband always said it is what it is, and I always said, yeah, but what I say all the time is you don't know what you don't know. So because I don't know the answer to this question, it might sound silly, but because I don't know, I'm going to ask it. Are these women that are part of your membership, are these women that – are single and married, or are these all single women?
It's single and married. We're kind of all over the map. And it's the same with the men's organization. Some are single, some are married. The truth is, interested in growth is the one thing that is the common denominator.
I like that. I like that a lot. And I also understand your age range as well. If you're waiting to be 60 to decide that you now want to have some financial freedom, and you are single, you know, that might you're sort of, like they say, behind the eight ball, and so I can appreciate that. And do you speak at colleges and things like that?
You know, I have not spoken at colleges.
Wow.
My where I end up speaking a lot, Marcia, is to real estate investors. Because many of us get into real estate investing for financial freedom, this idea of I want control of my time. But once you hit some level, and it's different for everyone, but once you hit some level of freedom, like you realize that it's about so much more than that. And the thing that kind of brings us all together is, okay, yeah, I kind of figured out money, but I want to feel like I'm going on more adventures. I want to really get my body in a place that I'm proud of. You know, it's about so much more than just the money.
And I keep going back to your website because it's in front of me while we're speaking. If your face was in front of me, trust me, I would not be looking at this website. But I love what you say here about financial freedom, which is just brilliant. Don't climb the ladder, be the ladder. That is brilliant.
Yes.
That says a lot.
Yes, exactly. I spent so much time climbing the corporate ladder, and there's women's groups that will help you climb the corporate ladder. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is we want to buy the ladder so that we can climb it ourselves and make the choice how we want to climb it, you know? So don't climb the ladder, buy that ladder.
Oh, my gosh. The next pillar is genuine contribution. What does that mean exactly? That's interesting to me.
Giving back in a way. So a big piece of why people do what they do, and I feel like it's an innate human need to feel like you've contributed. And that can be your time, that can be your treasure, that can be your talent. Whatever that thing is, are you contributing to the world at large in a way that feels meaningful? And are you tracking that? Are you growing in the way that you want to grow when it comes to your contribution? So I alluded to the fact that I coach volleyball. The chance to see like 14-year-old girl faces realize that they're capable is the stuff that juices me so much, you know?
I get that.
The chance to give back in that way, yes, writing a check matters. But you know that you will be doing good if you write a check to the Red Cross, right? But one of the things that I've learned from this organization also is the type of micro giving, that if I can give to Tina, the single mom in Phoenix who needs support, and I get a chance to see her face, or there was a family in Chicago who the daughter had cerebral palsy, so she was in a wheelchair and insurance had bought her that wheelchair. But then that daughter also developed a liver cancer, and the way that wheelchair forced her to sit was painful. But insurance said, we already bought you a wheelchair, right? So I was part of a group that got together, and it was wine. We did like a wine mixer, and we raised more than enough money for this family to buy the wheelchair that they needed for their child. And the look on that mom's face, Marcia.
Oh, God.
But, like, that type of giving is genuine. That type of giving gives me goosebumps reliving it, you know?
I'm sure. It's a win-win. You know, when we give from our heart, and I mean, like I mentioned to you, I'm in Rotary, so we do a lot of giving. We're doing it right now. We do adopt a family, and we're connected to families that really need the help, you know, and here, you know, I live in this big home by myself with my cat, and you're helping a family that they have two bedrooms and they have eight people living there, you know, and you think to yourself, that could have been me. It's not. But how me helping them to get that blender or those clothes, because that's what they'd love to have, that I don't know who gets happier from something. My hand goes over my heart when I tell you this.
Yeah,
because we get some, like you talked about the volleyball. You know, I love helping nonprofits, so that's something that I do because it means a great deal to me. But I think that is what you would describe when you say genuine contribution. You're not looking for something in return. You're doing it because it comes from your heart.
Absolutely.
So, So let's talk about, oh my God, the next one, bucket list adventures. Holy cow, girl. Let's talk about that. Spend some time with this one because I may
sure.
have to go on this one.
I
oh
love
my
it.
God.
Well, so one of the things that we culturally do with GoBundance is we do a check of how your life is going on a quarterly
uh-huh.
basis and basically examine how you're doing with your life. Like, do you like where your relationships are at? Do you like where your health is at? Do you like your level of bucket list adventuring? Well, Marsha,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, one of the first times I ever kind of did this self-assessment, I realized, well, I kind of like where my money's at, and yeah, I feel connected in my relationships, but oh my gosh, I'm not going on any dang adventures. I could do a better
yes.
job here, you know?
Yes,
so,
yes.
When you get really head down, running
mm-hmm.
after the things that, you know, you're told should matter, you know,
right.
that, then you lose
right.
sight sometimes of, oh, wait, I can just put that on the calendar. So once I realized
exactly.
I wasn't going on the adventures that I wanted to go on,
mm-hmm.
I bought an RV, and the five of us go on a big old adventure every year. And the number, like the level of memory that we're creating
uh-huh.
for the kids in the process, like that is unstoppable. But also,
wow.
you know, my sweetheart is a big football guy, and
okay.
he's always wanted to go see these stadiums and be at playoff football games. Well, why don't
sure.
we just go? Like, what are we making this money for if not to
right.
enjoy that type of adventure? So we've done a really nice job of identifying, and when you turn your brain on to I am seeking adventure or whatever adventure
mm-hmm.
means to me, when you turn your brain on, you start to see it. Right? You start to see the opportunity for the type of adventure that you want to go on. So, for instance, we were down on the farm with my dad for Thanksgiving, which is not far
mm-hmm.
from the University of Illinois. And
okay.
we realized, wait, we have two extra days where the kids aren't with us. We should use this. And we booked, we went to a basketball game on campus. We went to a football game on campus. But you start to recognize a chance for impromptu adventure when you turn your brain on to it.
I agree. And, you know, our lifestyles are obviously entirely different. I mean, I'm a widow, but I can just tell you I've always had connections. I've always had people in my life that come in from different doorways. I mean, you know, everybody doesn't arrive the same way. And after Butch
right.
died, one of my really good friends was working at the time at Loyola Marymount University, which is practically in my backyard here in Los Angeles, and she was working in their executive MBA program. And part of that
okay.
program included international travel.
Mm.
And she said to me, Marsha, if you pick up your airfare, and we got to go business class because I'm tall, I need my leg room. You pick up your airfare. I'm short. I don't need that kind of space. If you pick up your airfare, the room that's being provided for me can have two beds in it. You don't have to get your own room. I have been all over the world and when she was employed at Loyola Marymount University, all over the world. And I was actually in Peru on the anniversary of his passing. And I thought to myself, he would be so happy to know that he worked so hard. This was obviously a retirement we were supposed to spend together, but that I lived my bucket list, and truly I was all over the world with that university. And, you know, you don't forget things like that. You just don't. And
mm-mm.
you never know where you're building that memory, like you said, for your kids. You know, it's just, but to get together with it, like this picture with these women all standing and looking at, you know, Sedona. I mean, that's all part of the membership, and I know we're gonna talk about this because this is a membership, and your website is really exceptional in explaining all that you have to offer. But there was one more pillar I didn't want to skip, and that's, I think this is really important, and that is uplifting accountability.
Yeah, well, to achieve all the things you want to achieve, be it a financial goal, be it a health goal, be it an adventure goal, You're to have a check of a woman who you respect. It's like the whole gym buddy thing, right? Like I might not show up for myself and go for the 5 mile run, but if I know Kelly is waiting on me and counting on me, of course I'm going to show up for Kelly. You know, so and a commitment to that accountability being uplifting. You know, there's you know, probably our male counterparts, they probably do a little more hardcore accountability than we do, but I think it's so important to have a safe space where you know that you're going to be held to account, because you show up better for yourself in your life if you know that somebody's looking out for you.
Absolutely. And I didn't, you say you have a 14-year-old daughter. Do you have other children besides that, did you say?
My bonus children are a 13-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old son, and then my natural, the one I made, is a 7-year-old boy.
Okie dokie. But here's the thing. I love it. Your bonus kids and then you're the one you made. That's pretty funny. I would never heard of the squad quite like that. But what I was going to say is they're watching you.
Yes.
Of course they're watching you. Now, that's like saying, oh, God, oh, geez. No, if you're not being authentic, you don't want them watching you, because that isn't the message you're giving. But by watching you, whether it's the female or the male, they are learning so much from you, and and probably even more than you even realize. I just think that, and that's where accountability also comes in. And and I think that that's really, it shouldn't feel pressure, because if you are authentic, which if you're not, then what's the point, frankly?
Right.
I think authenticity is at the top of every single thing on your pillars, frankly, because if you're a fraud, it's never going to work. So what have you learned along the way?
I want to speak really quickly, though.
Sure.
To this idea of being the example for your children, I feel like this is a little recipe, a little bit of a mindset shift. Sometimes I call myself a mindset ninja. This is one of those little hacks. The mom guilt that comes with chasing a big dream, chasing financial freedom. So there was a point in time where I was basically working two full-time jobs, one in medical device and one where I was pursuing real estate, buying small apartment buildings. And it occurred to me that I felt so guilty being away from my son, being like needing to take a couple extra hours to go build this life that I wanted to live. And I realized that because he was watching me, more than I was taking 2 hours away from our playtime, I was showing him what it looked like to chase your dreams. I was proving to him that it was possible, that I was an example of what you can make happen in life. Mm-hmm. And when I was able to, you know, time block that every Sunday at these times we're playing Legos and I get to be all in with my phone away, then that mom guilt really started to subside. So being really impactful with the time for connection and just proving to myself that I am that example for my kid of what is possible really relieved a lot of mom guilt.
And you know what? I understand what you mean about the mom guilt. I do. I was very fortunate, Mandy. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was able to be that mom. Now, did my daughter think that was so cool? Not so much. Like, could you just go find something else to do and leave me alone? Must you know everything I'm doing? So, I mean, you know, there's that. But still, I guess what I'm saying is that by being who you are and understanding the value of time, you know, you're able to manage this. So I guess that sort of takes me to my next question. Maybe you've already kind of described this to me, but what have you learned along the way that you think would help others?
I think so much is possible. I think, you know, growing up with a list of shoulds, I should do this, I should do that.
Yes.
It is kind of dangerous, you know? And I think so many women who are high performers got straight A's and they waited in line and they waited to be called on because they raised their hand and they did things perfectly. There's a wonderful TED Talk on this called Girls Are Taught to Be Perfect, Boys Are Taught to Be Brave. Well, the thing that I have learned about life in general that I think will especially help women but might help anyone is that you get a choice. You get to pick what you do with this one big, beautiful life. that you are blessed to have. How
right.
are you going to spend it? Are you going to spend it in a desk job that you hate? Or are you going to show, are you going to be an example to the people around you, especially your children, of what is possible? Are you going to leave mm-hmm. a legacy of possibility to the people who you are creating? And I just, the thing that has mattered most to me is my two hands can create things that I never imagined possible because mm-hmm. I'm willing to show up and screw it up and fail. You know, I actually, with
sure.
my bonus daughter today, the school's having tryouts for a sport that she's not made the team before. And we had this great conversation about, you know, I don't want you to feel pressured to do this, but I also don't want you to not try because
right.
there's a possibility you might not get the outcome that you want, right? I know for sure that I only achieved really big things, and I'm proud of the big things that I've achieved. I only achieved them because I risked failure. I was willing
mm-hmm.
to fail in the face of something that was interesting to me, and I'm willing to look a little silly in the process as I learn. So the single greatest gift that you can give yourself is the willingness to show up and try. Because I actually, this is this leads me maybe a little bit to another little mindset hack. I call it hindsight foresight, Marcia. So if you
okay.
know hindsight 2020, you know,
right.
I'm 43 years old right now. If I have something that I'm nervous about, if I have some fear around doing something or trying something, I think about Mandy at 63, 20 years down the road. What advice would Mandy at 63 give me now? And usually
right.
it has something to do with, am I at 63, am I upset that I tried and didn't make it happen? Or am I upset that I didn't try at all? And the conversation becomes infinitely more obvious when I employ
mm-hmm.
this idea of hindsight foresight, because I don't want to let me down. I don't want to be an example that my kids don't look at and wish that I could have tried something more, you know? So
right.
hindsight
I
foresight
do.
Has really helped me with lots of these bigger things that I've done.
So do you help single moms achieve financial freedom?
Well, I was a single mom when I sought out financial freedom and,
mm-hmm.
you know, was working, like I said, kind of two full-time jobs and holding on to my nanny hours a little bit longer so I could go do the real estate stuff in addition to my medical device job. But I
mm-hmm.
feel like I've it becomes a math problem. And when you recognize
right.
that I say this a lot that, you know, whenever you have a problem, the more truth you can put to the problem, the easier it is to solve it. So
yes.
when it comes to, quote, unquote, financial freedom, figuring out the target you want to hit is everything. What would
mm-hmm.
make you feel a level of secure? What are you chasing? And I realized back then that I was chasing the chance to be the mom who got to volunteer at the Halloween party. You know,
right.
like that's what I wanted
right.
to see. I knew I couldn't do that with my being on call as a medical device rep. And I did that math, came up with a little calculator to help me figure it out. Actually, anybody who ends up going to my website, you'll be prompted to download that if you're at all interested. The exact
mm-hmm.
calculator that I did that helped me figure out my own financial freedom, I have up there. But probably over the last 3 years or so, because I bought my way out of my W-2 with the small apartment building, small multifamily, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the opportunity to coach probably a little over 100 people into
wow.
acquisition of multifamily and a chance to see light bulbs go off, just like those 14-year-old girls in volleyball. The chance for somebody to come into something thinking that they're not capable and to leave
right.
feeling completely certain of their own judgment, it is another thing that really juices me. And that's what I do with the multifamily coaching stuff.
I bet. So how has the community made a big change easier in your life?
Oh, well, in the time that I've been a member of Go Abundance Women, I have gotten divorced. I have
mm-hmm.
found the bravery to leave my W-2 as a single mom when I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you, many people to leave a many hundred thousand, like multiple six-figure job to go chase real estate as a single mom. Let me tell you, Marsha, you get a lot of judgment from the outside world. Like, why? That's so irresponsible. Why would you do, like, that's so unsafe for you and your child. Well, you know, being part of a group where many women had led by example, many women had left their W-2, and a chance to hear stories about how they, in retrospect, were leaving a lot of chips on the table, a lot of investment opportunity lost because they were committed to a W-2. That was a very different vantage point than any one of the normal W-9-to-5 workers were able to offer to me. So standing shoulders, it's this whole idea. Do you remember Roger Bannister, the guy who ran the first 4-minute mile?
Right.
He, they used to think that the human body would implode if you ran a 4-minute mile. And everybody was that was trying, they tried and tried and tried. And this guy who was a med student or a physician achieved his 4-minute mile. And then literally, because other people saw it was possible, probably I think within the month, two more people had run it. Within the year, like 22 people had run a 4-minute mile. So there's something, one of the most annoying things about the human psyche is that many times you don't believe something is possible until you see that something is possible. And being shoulder to shoulder with women, especially as a woman, as a high-performing woman who's used to being the only woman in the room that feels like a lone wolf, it's been significantly easier for me to approach and successfully achieve things that are in front of me that seem insurmountable because I see other women doing it. You know?
Sure.
So if you see it, you can be it.
And other people are doing the same with you. So
absolutely.
So what piece of advice and encouragement would you like to share with our listeners? How do you respond to that? What kind of advice and encouragement would you like our listeners to know?
You know, I think absolutely anything is possible. And I think that the more clarity you can put to, if you got a problem, put more truth to that problem. So if you're seeking out something, figure out a way to crystallize it, right? So the example that I give, and I love an analogy, Marsha. So
here's
one of my favorite analogies. That if what you want from the universe, if what you want from grandma for Christmas is a sweater, and you just say, grandma, I want a sweater, then she might deliver you a sweater vest with a donkey and a pom-pom, and she fulfilled your needs. She fulfilled exactly the ask that you put in front of her. But if you say, grandma, I want a size medium, dark gray, cable knit, J. Crew, like very specific, crystal clear thing to shoot for, you're going to get something that looks like what you want, right? So how can you, in whatever place you want to go, you cannot hit a fuzzy target. How can you put more truth to the problem and define that North Star that you're chasing? Whatever that thing is, go directly laser focused at one singular thing, and you're going to be so much more likely to hit that target.
And you know, sometimes you may not know precisely what you need, and so therefore you may not be disappointed because it's like, I told you I wear a size 10. Why did you buy me a size 20? I'm obviously that's a joke, but what I'm saying is that I think one of the things that you made clear here is it needs to start with your own clarity. What is it you want? And then based on what you want, and it doesn't necessarily have to be something material. It could be, I want some of your time. I want some time with you.
It can be, how do you want to feel? I mentioned that I've been divorced. Well, the next step is, how do I want to feel in this next relationship that I'm trying to figure out? And I'll tell you, I got very clear on that. And I recognized it when I saw it, because if you're familiar with the reticular activating system that's in your brain, if you ever bought a car and you never saw that car before, but you bought that car, or you decide you wanted that car, now you see that car everywhere, right, Marsha?
Yes,
right?
It shows
that
up everywhere.
That car was there the whole time because that it was there the whole time. But you just started noticing it because your reticular activating system, the thing you are seeking out, had turned on in your brain, and you now can go see it, right? So
right.
That is what you're doing in the universe. And being next to people doing these bigger things, it can become more clear. You can get an example of the type of thing you want to do if you have this kind of professional or emotional or whatever ennui, that this unclarity that you might get if you're next to people
mm-hmm.
who are at the next level. And that's really one of the things that GoBundance has offered me is in these six pillars, in some of them, I'm the leader. In some of them,
right.
I am absolutely the student, right? And that's usually how it ends up. Like, you might learn
mm-hmm.
something from me, Marcia, on buying
uh-huh.
apartment buildings, but I might
right.
learn something from you on authenticity, you know? So
mm-hmm.
everybody is a leader and everybody is a student, and showing up with curiosity and willingness to fail is what gets us all to the next level.
It's true. And, you know, I'm thinking about you, and because we do have a little bit of time left, and I a couple of questions that I like to ask people, so I hope I'm not throwing a curveball at you. And that
I love
is
curveballs.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm a baseball person, so I've heard of your team. You've got a team out there in Chicago. Based on what you know and who you are today,
mm-hmm.
what advice do you think you would give your younger self based on what you know today?
The you have a choice in what happens. You have a choice of the right, what you can chase and go after in your life. That piece
mm-hmm.
took me 30 some odd years to figure
mm-hmm.
out. I wish Mandy, when she was 20, knew that. And I wish also she would have bought a fourplex and lived in one of the units so that she lived for free. And I wish that she wasn't so concerned what everybody thought about her, you know?
Oh, interesting. That's very
yeah.
I wonder if that's a more feminine quality than men. Like, what does he think about me? I wonder if men think that. That's interesting. I don't know if that's a more feminine thing or not. I never really. I mean, because I think we as women often do think about that, you know. And I think that's
right.
That's really interesting. Well, okay, so. I you are younger than my children, let me just tell you that. But, oh, my God, how did I get to this age? I don't know. It wasn't easy.
You did it.
You know, I'm supposed to be here. So when you think about your lifestyle today, how do you balance what you do professionally mm-hmm. and then what you do personally? What do you like to do in your free time to balance that out?
So I am a work in progress on this.
Okay.
And when I feel like I'm an impact junkie because I love, if I know I can make a difference, then I'm reluctant to say no. A thing that I'm
mm-hmm.
actively working on is saying, so if it doesn't bring me connection, clarity, or cash flow, I say no. So a chance to really focus my things that I bring into my let's go work on that. I love the way I feel after yin yoga. I do a lot of, I call it nap yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything athletic where you need a pillow and a blanket, sign me up. but I still play, I call it old lady volleyball. So there's a group of us, like we all played in college, and our brains
mm-hmm.
know exactly what we're supposed to be doing, but our bodies
yes.
don't necessarily work like they did when we were 20, you know? But
mm-hmm.
we still play, and we've got a great league, and it's a neat way to connect on a bunch of different levels. And
you
have a voracious reader, and I love the chance to coach girls volleyball. So those are really my fun things that I do.
So I'm presuming based on the fact that you live in Chicago, you play indoor volleyball, you're not playing in the sand?
Yeah, so I call myself a purist. The sand volleyball thing didn't really start until after I was done with college. I actually, my senior year, my last year I played in college, Yeah, the last year I played in college, you had to serve for a point. So anybody who's a who speaks volleyball knows that that was quite some time ago.
Wow, that's really interesting. I didn't even know that. There's obviously a gymnasium at Loyola Marymount by my house, but they recently constructed an outdoor sand volleyball as well, which is, you know, and I'm sure you know, and you see people playing, men and women, you see them playing volleyball at the beach, you know, because you know I live in an environment that allows for that. So what are you most excited about as we come to the end of this year when looking into next year?
Oh, I'm just an excited person in general, Marcia. So the next project I have, I live my life with jazz hands, you know. But the thing I'm most excited, I just recently blended families and the chance to be a consistent impact to these kiddos in addition to my own, like that matters to me so incredibly much. And we bought a car wash, so I've kind of branched out of my buying apartment buildings, because the irrational exuberance in buying apartment buildings had me look at some real estate related businesses. So that is the thing that I'm most excited about right now.
Wow. Of course, you know, I don't know about you, because like I said, you know, you're younger than my kids. But when you said at the car, I bought a car wash, I mean, that was a song that went into my head too. At the car wash. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe if you were talking to your family, they would say the same things. But, you know, it's a joy to be able to do something you enjoy doing. Mm. And if you cannot find the joy in what you're doing, then you need to, you know, just take a step back and say, you know, these shoes aren't fitting me right. You know, this something is a misfit here. And by taking the chance to look at that and say, gee, you know, now that I think about that, do you journal a lot? Do you write a lot of things down when you get thoughts?
You know, I'm not as great about expounding as I should. I have some notes in my phone.
No, you just judged yourself. Don't say that. I'm removing that judgment from you. Okay, go ahead.
I wish I would give myself the gift of expounding more on those thoughts. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Yes. that's good. And, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, we say things to that woman, A-L-E-X-A. If I say her name, she's going to think I'm talking to her and put on some music. You know, it's so funny how you just, I mean, sometimes I just talk to her in the middle of the night like, oh, what time is it? You know, I say, yeah, well, the technology is much different. So, you know, I think that what I take away from you is that you are living an abundant life, and that not only is it important to you and your blended family, but it's important to those that look up to you for that guidance. And instead of feeling like tremendous pressure, what it could feel like instead is, what a gift.
What a gift. Totally.
What a
and
gift.
To and to that and, end, you...
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
We are actually doing an abundance challenge, an abundance mindset challenge through GoBundance Women right now. On our website, you'll be able to find that, and I'll make sure you get the link for the show notes. But through the month of December 2023, it's not too late to sign up if you're listening live. But a couple of little things to train your brain to see more abundance.
Wow. I would love that. So is that on your website right now?
It's on the GoBundance Women website.
I'm looking at that right now. I am on the website right now. Under what link would it be under? You'll send it to me so that I can share that with others. Because do you
30 day
let me ask
challenge.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, must you be a member to see these things?
Absolutely not. This is a free value add because we want to get to as many women as we possibly can.
Perfect. I like seeing that. So you'll let me see that. I will see how I can share that with others, and I would really appreciate being able to do that, because it's just another way of us supporting one another, and I'm all in favor of that. And as we hit the top of the hour, I just want to say that you are really easy to have a conversation with, and I feel like that's what we've had, and we've learned some things about one another by just having a real connection with one another. And I love that, Mandy. I think that this means a great deal, and I think that people listening to this have a lot that they can take away from that. So thank you so very much for your time today as we come into this last, I can't believe it's already the end of December. Oh, well, the beginning of December is what I meant to say. I'm looking at the calendar going, oh, it's not. I'll tell you what I also don't like, and everybody that knows me knows I say it constantly. I don't know how dark it is at your house right now, but are you dark by 5 o'clock at night?
We are, and my son complains all the time.
I'm not a fan of that. But the moon has been pretty cool of late, so that is something that we can appreciate together. But I just want to say thank you once again for joining me. I will make sure that some of those tabs that you had mentioned are on my blog so that people can easily access that. And I just wish you an abundant holiday season and new year. This has just been a delightful conversation with you. Okay.
What a
bye
joy.
For now, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.